I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still powering down the last of that Smashburger.
Pretty damn good, huh?
Yeah, that Smashburger is good. I like it a lot.
Should.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It was delicious.
Guys, we have some, breaking Lions news here, guys.
We got some breaking Lions news.
Is it good?
Depends on how you feel about the player that's not going to be a Lion anymore. Adam Schefter is reporting that Josh Reynolds, receiver, is going to be assigning a two-year deal with the Denver Broncos worth up to $14
million. A two-year deal for 14, so good 7 for him. Per?
Good for him. Good for him.
Up to $14
million. Okay.
That's very impressive. I will tell you that this is outstanding.
Did Detroit water ice?
This is outstanding. This is kind of like a slush or a Slurpee type thing, but it's with like watermelon and coconut, and it is outstanding.
You like it, huh?
I'm just telling you, man.
Have you ever had Detroit water ice before?
I have not.
It's Mitch Albom's little thing that he put together that they have downtown, and it's a lot of it goes to charities and things like that. It's great.
Thank you very much. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. So let's go back to the phones, 248-539-9797. We were talking before the break about how Stoney had butchered Kang's last name. Instead of saying Win, he said Hung because of the way it's spelled, although there's no G in it, but it's H-U-Y-N-H is how you spell it. So if you follow Kang on Twitter, it's at Kang Collects, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken, Kang.
You are correct, sir.
And then you see the way it's spelled. But we're asking people if they've ever had their name butchered, absolutely butchered by people. And have you ever butchered somebody else's name in an unfortunate way? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll start off with Will. Will, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. How are you, Will?
I'm good. How's it going, Stoney and Doug?
Or it's Gator, but how are you? Thank you.
Not bad. So my last name is spelled Y-O-H-E. How do you pronounce it?
Yo.
Yo-he. Oh, my gosh. You along with everybody else, everybody from my teachers to my coworkers think I'm from Asian descent, but I'm a white American, and it's Yo-he.
Yo-he. Where does it come from? You say, so is it Native American descent, or is it just?
Scottish-Irish is what I've been told.
Yo-he.
Yo-he.
Yes.
I like it.
Yo-he.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Mr. Yohi.
There you go. Jeff is next up here. Nice. I want to take it. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. Doing good. My name is spelled with a G. G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Ah, yes. Like the giraffe.
Jeffrey.
Yes, but like the giraffe. That's right. If Torres Russell's still with us, it'd be like the giraffe. Yeah. Now, so everybody butchers my name every day. I get Joffrey, Geoff, Gofrey.
Oh,
the worst
on.
Is... My English teacher in high school was doing roll call, and he teaches Geoffrey Chaucer in class, and he asked if Gofrey was there. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
come
Lord.
Come on.
I remember when Cindy was pregnant with the girls, but we didn't know if they were going to be boys or girls. We didn't want to know. So we wanted to name one after Cindy's mother, who was Geraldine, so with the letter G. And I said, well, if it's a boy, because she was into the Griffins and all that, I said, nah. And Grayson, I said, Geoffrey with a G. She goes, no, because not only but everybody you think of is the giraffe. And I said, really?
Well, the giraffe is beloved.
I get that's a great. Not, well, it doesn't make a difference because we had girls. Right, so Jessica, and I said, well, why don't we name Jessica with a G? She goes, no, then everybody call her Jessica.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I would probably call her
so
Jessie.
She's just Jessie with a J.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. I knew we had a. I grew up with a kid whose first name was Jeff with a G. We would jokingly call him Geoff.
Oh.
But it was such a joke, and he was in on it, obviously. But if you see it spelled, even with the extra
right.
Geoffrey, how do you not think Jeffrey? How do you go with something else? I mean, unless you're just a wild Game of Thrones fan and you're going with Joffrey, which, I mean, that's with a J, not
right.
a G. I mean, I don't get how you can mess it up.
Me neither. Makes no sense.
Nonetheless, it was messed up. 248-539-9797. Bill is next here at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. So I've got a story that requires a little bit of setup here. Stoney, you and I are about the same age, so I'm going to date myself a little. In college, went to see a talk by Ralph Nader, the activist, and it, you know, about a half hour, very serious guy, very boring, and but at the end of the talk, he said, you know, if anyone would like to sign up with our coalition after the meeting, there will be a sign up in the Zam Hall basement. Am I pronouncing that correctly? And one of my buddies yelled out, "Yeah, that's right, basement." that's it. Thanks,
Ralph Nader.
Thank you very much. Yes, you
great
said
great
basement
activist.
Correctly. Yes. Thank you for saying the word basement.
Yes, we have some ticket texts. My last name is Konopatzki. So I've heard it all. So I'm going to say Konopatzki.
Oh my goodness.
Konopatzki.
Konopatzki. I don't know. That's a lot. That's a lot.
My name is K-I-E-L, pronounced Kyle.
Okay.
I get called Keel on a daily basis.
I could see that.
I understand why.
Yeah, I get that.
And of course, Gator remembers when the St. Louis Hawks played their games at the Keel Auditorium.
That's right.
Yeah.
The historic Keel Auditorium.
Exactly.
Where they banned you from jumping off the top rope.
Yes. I worked with a guy named Bob. 2 years later, I found that his name was actually Tom. The next day, we started calling him Roy. That's from John in Lake Orion.
Is it Lake Orion?
Yes. My last name is spelled M-U-H-A. It's supposed to be pronounced Muha, M-E-W-H-A, like a cat. Most people who have never met me pronounce it Muha, mm-hmm. like a cow, including my middle school gym teacher who gave me the nickname Mumu.
Oh,
I never corrected him or tried to get him to stop calling me that because I was intimidated by him.
Oh, you should have. It's an easy fix. And to this day, I'm sure you figured it out. But you go, no, it's more cat than cow. It's Muha.
Muha.
But that's okay. It happens.
Muha.
That happens to the best of us. All right. So we had a little bit of Lions news there, sort of, that Josh Reynolds has signed a contract.
Oh, Josh Reynolds? Oh, I just dropped this.
Oh, Stoney.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I blame him more than Campbell.
Well, you should, but I mean, but come on. Let it go. It's over with. It happened. Oh, he dropped it again. Stoney.
He was pretty good up until that
he
game.
He was great up until – I mean,
he made a lot of close cuts.
It was about his role with the team, right? He wasn't expected to be a number one or number two guy. He's expected to be the guy that you can count on to make the catch, and he did all throughout the season in the playoffs right up until the championship game. But prior to that, Josh Reynolds had been very steady, and he was a guy that really helped to change things with the Lions offense when he came over here with Jared Goff in that first year because Goff was struggling to kind of gain a rapport with the players. He was starting to develop something there with Amon-Ra St. Brown, had a little bit going with T.J. Hockenson, but – you know, you needed something else. They went out and they got Josh Reynolds, who played with Goff in with the Rams. Mm-hmm. And it was just what the doctor ordered. Goff started to settle in a little bit, felt more comfortable. Hey, here's my old teammate. And, you know, turned that into another year with the Lions. It worked out well. And then this past season, I mean, Josh Reynolds had, what, over 600 yards receiving?
Yes, he had 40 catches, 608 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
He was a very good number three-ish receiver on this team. He was a good compliment to what they had. You know, St. Brown was running all over the place at 1,500 yards receiving, 119 catches or whatever it was.
Laporta, obviously.
Sam Laporta hit the ground running as your tight end. Well, you're using your running backs out of the backfield. You need another weapon offensively because J-Mo was a little inconsistent.
Right. Well,
and now here's Josh Reynolds.
Well, looking forward, this is a perfect opportunity for J-Mo to completely take over. And it also, we laughed a little bit about it, but the CBSSports.com mock draft had the Lions taking Ladd McConkey. It's a perfect space for Ladd McConkey to come in and fill the Josh Reynolds role.
Well, Reynolds was, I'm not going to advocate for a wide receiver at 29.
I know what you're saying. We're just pointing out that.
This is what mock drafts are saying. We've seen a bunch of different names. And look, I expect the Lions to draft a receiver, just not necessarily that high. But if they were to, would you want somebody of McConkey's stature or would you want a Keon Coleman? If you had a choice between the two, I would guess that most people would want to take the taller, bigger receiver. But I do like Ladd McConkey a lot because he's always open with that first
yes.
step. He's incredibly quick. Nonetheless, the Lions will be without Josh Reynolds. So, yes, it does open up more of an opportunity, but we already knew that opportunity was going to be there for Jamison Williams to step up his game. He's going to have to. And this is kind of why we thought. We thought that at some point the Lions are just going to say, well, thanks, Josh, good luck. And for him getting a 2-year and $14 million contract to play elsewhere, he got his payday. And I think in some respects he has a lot to thank Jared Goff for. Remember that last game of the season? They kept throwing the ball so he'd hit his bonuses and get the incentives, and it worked out for him. After all said and done, he gets a 2-year deal. So congratulations, Josh Reynolds. What do the Lions have moving forward? Well, Brad Holmes did speak yesterday, and he said some things that Stoney and I might take a little umbrage with. We'll bring that up next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.